the satellite, body loving every size. Feel the vibe and energize. No shame, no fear, just joy. Every curve we deploy, hit play, let's make some noise. Oh, jumps go wild, living free, living style. Turn it up, turn it loud. Jumps go wild. Big hearts, big love, big dreams. Breaking molds, tearing seams. Together.
Well, hello and welcome to a very chilly Chubbs Gone Wild. It's episode 618, recorded on December 1st, 2025, World AIDS Day. And it is 55 degrees and partly cloudy in Chubbland, where it is 13 days till Hanukkah, 20 until winter solstice, 24 until Christmas, and 335 until Halloween. How are you holding up with the cold?
I'm not. Yesterday, we never got out of the 40s. Yeah, we ended up building a fire last night because we were finishing up the tree and watching, Stranger Things and Welcome Back to Deary, which is so appropriate for, you know, Christmas. And, but it was just nice to have that warm. The fire is different than the heater. It really is.
Right.
Yeah, it's just gives definitely. A whole different element, and it was really nice. Yeah. So
now has the new Stranger Things dropped?
The new one? You mean
this December they're supposed
the fifth
to be,
season?
Yeah.
Yeah, the first four have dropped.
Okay. I wasn't sure, so I will have to dig into that and catch up.
The last ones drop on Christmas Day.
Okay, I thought there was one that went all the way till the first.
Maybe they've changed that around. Are they going to drop two on the 24th or the 25th and two on New Year's Day or something?
Okay.
What Netflix wants to do is they want this to linger.
Right.
This is like the proverbial fart. Let it linger through. It goes November, December, January. That's because they've made over $1 billion on Stranger Things, on the franchise.
I'm not surprised, and I believe that they did announce that they're going to have a one that comes out that's just focused on Nancy, but these days, who knows?
Well, remember last week I saw the stage version?
Yes.
Okay, they make a lot of reference to that in this season. So it was kind of cool that I had known that ahead of time, lucked into that. But yeah, it was cool because it made reference to going back where Henry was a boy and when the mom, you know, Winona Ryder and the cop were both the same age as Henry was. So and the reference between the all the kids that they had in the anyway, yeah, it was good. I was really happy
cool.
With it.
All right, well, let's take a moment to center ourselves and rejoice in this fabulous affirmation. I chose to come to this planet, and I am delighted to be here. Life is good. Okay.
Okay. That's a little odd, but all right. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about Patreon, which offers folks a way to support creators like us and receive rewards not open to the general public, like My Life in Fragments podcast, books, videos, and more. And we want to thank our current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Starsage, Eric, Sean, Charles.
Wait, where's DJ Starsage from?
Formerly of the Univaz. Well, actually,
Formally.
still of the Univaz. I can't.
Okay.
I'm just never sure anymore. And
Okay.
yeah. Let's see. We also have Phoenix Dave, Brother Sinatus, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/MattBurlingame to find out how you can get you can sorry work thing popped up. You can support us for as little as $1 a month. Yay! Okay, on this day in history, December 1st, history turned on some unforgettable moments. In 1913, Henry Ford transformed the industry by introducing the first moving assembly line, which cut production time and paved the way toward mass manufactured automobiles. In
Well,
19
it's not just automobiles, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he by creating that conveyor belt that just changed the way everything was done and everything was manufactured.
In
So.
1955, Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on a segregated Montgomery bus. Excuse me, an act of quiet courage that ignited the Montgomery bus boycott and helped spark the modern civil rights movement. And back in 1862, during the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln delivered the powerful written State of the Union message that influenced the nation's path forward on slavery. Excellent. It was a big day in history.
Yeah, one thing that was, I don't know if you've ever seen Whoopi Goldberg's stage show that she did on Broadway.
Oh, yes.
And I love that she goes, look, Rosa Parks wasn't trying to be influence anybody. She just worked all day and she was tired and she parked her ass in the first chair she saw because she was tired, not because she was trying to be a civil rights person. And
Yeah.
it was, oh, who was it? Oh, God, now I'm trying to remember. Some famous person paid for Rosa Parks' apartment for her entire life.
Oh,
Do
that's
you remember?
right. Yeah.
It's some cool, CEO guy. You know, somebody that had a big business. Oh, I'll have to look that up. I'll look it up.
Okay.
Okay. Because
That would
that was a
be
lovely story, by the way. Yeah.
Mitch, or no, Mike, the founder of Little Caesars.
Oh.
Yeah. Cool.
Amazing.
I know. Okay. By the way, as I mentioned earlier, today is World AIDS Day, which was first observed on December 1st, 1988, and was created by the World Health Organization and the United Nations to raise awareness about HIV and AIDS during the time of the global fear, stigma, and rapidly rising infections. It became the first ever International Health Day, offering a moment to honor lives lost, support those living with HIV, and unite communities in education and prevention. Now, over the years, it has grown into a worldwide movement that promotes testing, treatment, access, and human rights. World AIDS Day continues to highlight progress made, the work still needed, progress made, the work still needed, and the power of compassion in ending the HIV epidemic. And on that note, would like to just note that the current administration has may sent out information saying that there shall be no money, federal money, or recognition given or spent toward World AIDS Day. It is no longer federally recognized as a thing after 38 years. So
How's
thank
the
you. Thank you
well,
very
that and quite a bit of the funding too.
much. Oh yeah. There's so much funding that's been cut and held back and just It's awful. And now, even with the insurance stuff going on, who knows how much of that insurance is going to throw HIV people to where they can't get their meds
Right.
because the funding to pick that slack up isn't there. So, anyway, complete fuckery. By the way, so I saw a young medical professional today who is in the community and did not even know that it was World AIDS Day. And that just seems so wrong to me.
Well, and he's gay too.
Yes, in the community, he's gay.
Yeah.
So, and these youngins, they need to step it up and represent, especially in the medical field. All right, moving on. Let's celebrate some holidays today, starting with the bifocals at the Monitor Liberation Day. Okay. I guess I did that because my these should be bifocals, but they're readers. So I have liberated my bifocals from the Monitor Day.
But don't you, aren't you, don't you, are you just farsighted?
Yes.
I thought you were kind of blind.
Well, I am if I take these off because I've become so used to them. But these are supposed to be readers,
Right.
but they're not, they're prescription. So I mean they're like really strong. So when I put them on, everything is like really up close. But I do have bifocals because I am farsighted. But so I don't know. I don't know how it works, and I really, yeah. But guess what? Today is Civil Air Patrol Day. So the civilians must patrol the air. Cyber Monday. Did you cyber today?
I cybered last night
Okay.
and received what I cybered this morning.
Oh.
So, and then I've got a couple more things that I had cybered earlier. It's Cyber Monday. It's really hard when I don't go to stores. I only cyber.
Yeah, I am.
I mean, the only time you really need to go into someplace is if you're not sure of your shoe size or your clothes size.
That's true. Yeah.
Otherwise, it should all. I mean, yeah. I mean, if you know, if you want furniture or something, you might want to check out what the material feels like and how sturdy it feels. But I don't do even that. We bought new chairs from Costco, and they delivered them, and we accepted them. So, yeah.
I cybered today. I got a small order from Walmart, because they deliver and they make it very easy and they're cheaper than Amazon by far. But I don't like doing it. I like going to Winco because they don't support the current drama. And they are employee owned or at least invested, to whereas, all the other issues. But anyway, so I got literally two bags with 14 items and it came to $50.
Well, I got
Yes. But what?
seven bags with 72 items, and it was $100. And two of those items were 15-pound turkeys, Butterball. I wouldn't have done it if it wasn't Butterball, but two Butterball turkeys. I don't even like turkey, but for that price, I can work around that.
And this was from what, Costco?
That's from Amazon.
Oh, that was from Amazon.
Yeah. But it was so funny because they put the turkeys in handle bags. So this morning when they came in, Sean hands me the bags, and I've got both of them in my hands. One falls, the handles just pull right off. That one went into the garage. Yeah, and the other one's in the sink, but only one of the bags failed.
So all yours were handle paper bags, right?
No, just two. The turkeys were handled, the other ones were folded bags and
Oh, so are we going through some like anti-plastic thing now or something? Because I was getting all of my deliveries in plastic bags, and now they're all in paper bags. And I don't mind it when they're handles, but otherwise I fucking hate using paper bags. Not even saying that I feel guilty about the trees that died for them, but
Well, look,
that's
the
great.
trees, the trees aren't dying as much as they used to because they're not making books. You know, the so much of the what wood was used for is that, you know, the barely selling newspapers anymore. Everything's digital, so I figure, you know, and it's better for the environment too.
Well, that is true. The plastic is not good for the environment, never, but
And I hate the way it smells. The plastic bags really just, ugh, they smell terrible.
True. That gasoline oil smell. All
Yeah.
right. It is oh, what else? Okay. So it's the day with out art.
Oh, okay, that's a GOP thing.
Okay. Let's see. Eat a red apple day. No, thank you. Great Union Day. All right. National Christmas Lights Day.
I did it.
I have not yet. Although I did put one thing in my mom's room of requirement. It's also National Cookie Cutter Day. Now you got a really cute
Yeah, I've
cookie
got cookie
cutter.
cutters. I just got to make some cookies. Maybe I'll do that for Christmas Eve because my family would really appreciate that.
I bet they would. I bet other people would like that too. So what was the one that the last one that you got? Like the really neat one around your birthday.
They're weed leaves.
That's cool. All right. Let's see. It's National Fried Pie Day.
Fried pie?
Yeah.
Like
I think they're talking
McDonald's?
like hand pies or
Yeah,
something.
it's got to be like McDonald's pies.
And I will say, I mean, I don't mind. I have not had a decent McDonald's pie in years. Every time I get one of their pies, they're always like, I don't know, a week old. They're awful. They're just fucking awful. You remember the ones back in the day when hopefully you waited till they cooled down a little bit so they didn't burn the fuck out of your mouth, but they had that like crispy, bubbly outside and the really gooey.
Yeah.
God, those were good.
Yeah, but it didn't matter. You know, once you finished your fries and your sandwich, it was still molten hot.
It was part of the. It's always like when you took that first bite of pizza in the restaurant, and they're always like, wait till it cools down, but you didn't, and you still. All right. It's also National Peppermint Bark Day.
Yeah.
I do like that if it's made right, but not with dark chocolate.
No, it's made with white chocolate.
Oh, well, that's even better.
I mean,
National, what?
traditionally,
Okay.
traditionally.
I'm just used to like the peppermint with the dark chocolate.
Yeah.
Let's see, National Pie Day. I guess you get a pie and then you fry it and then you can celebrate both.
Okay.
Oh, actually, I did celebrate. I had a little tiny pumpkin pie from Walmart. It was very nice. All right. Rosa Parks Day. Yay.
Well, we knew that. We celebrated it.
Walt Disney Day. Well, look at you celebrating right now.
Oh,
Oh,
it's just a warm shirt.
yeah, still, you did it. I don't know if I have any I don't really have any Walt Disney. I'm sure if I. Oh, well, Hocus Pocus is Walt Disney, and I have some Hocus Pocus stuff here, so.
Okay.
There we go. I've celebrated.
Isn't it a little, shouldn't you put that shit away?
Oh, this is okay. So remember the Hocus Pocus, the little girl ornament Like
Oh,
it was
that's
the
right. That's
surprise
right.
one that I was like, oh, I just hope it's not that little damn. But
Yeah,
actually, the
yeah.
last time I watched it, I didn't mind her as much.
Yeah, me either. Because yeah, I don't know why, but she's not, maybe it's 'cause we know what to expect.
It could be that, and it could be that at least this time we were. Well, when I watched it this time, I was kind of like, well, she's not wrong. But yeah. Okay. Wear a dress today. I will probably not do that today. I might wear a nightshirt later on, though.
I won't.
Okay. Yeah. Dirty. And of course, at the end of this, it's World AIDS Day. So, all right. Well, thank you for all those lovely holiday suggestions. And now let's go ahead and celebrate birthdays right along with our dear friend Nephi. Can't forget that it was his birthday. And we also celebrate birthdays of Moses, Kieran, and Jeffrey.
Moses? I didn't
Yeah,
realize it was his birthday.
him. Well, I know it's been a long time. Of course, it's always interesting to me that this person, and I won't spell it just for privacy's sake, but he spells it with a V. I don't get it. Oh, also, happy birthday to singer-songwriter Gina Livingston, who is living in Germany right now. I had the pleasure of interviewing her several times. Amazing performer. We also happy birthday upcoming this week to Noelle Jackie Schultz from our theater days. We love the Jackie. We also have Jed, Mark, Daniel, Deshaun, Dre, Matt, Taylor from Pod Is Your Co-Pilot. That's lovely. He's going to be 53 years old. Yay. We also celebrate polypeptide chain's birthday. There we go. Leonard, Bailey, and Ron, actually author Ron Williams, and got to see him speak about his memoir of the early days of being gay and the HIV epidemic, etc. And yeah, absolutely amazing.
It's also Brian Judd's mother's birthday.
Oh, yay.
She's 66. I know that because she, her husband's born before me, and she's born after me. I was right there in the middle. So right after Brian was born,
Oh,
was my birthday. So,
and she survived giving birth to Damien somehow.
well, yeah, because they never moved into the house with the railing, and she didn't have to. Yeah, water those plants. No, it's also my nephew Jack's birthday too.
Oh, wow. Well, that's pretty cool. Hey, well, happy birthday to them as well as all the people that we just talked about. And it's time to get into our feed bag. But womp womp, I guess we're on a diet because it's empty right now. All right. We do want to send out some chub hugs, and we want to start with a very, very huge chub hug out to our sweet friend, Mr. Phoenix Dave. His mother sadly passed away this last week, and we want to let him know that we're thinking of him and sending him a lot of love. How about you?
Well, just I'm sending out chub hugs to those who are affected by this current administration as we celebrate World AIDS Day, and what we're gonna unfortunately find out over the next month how much of their life's gonna be affected because of this horrible, horrible administration.
I just have no words. Well, I do, but not appropriate for here. All
Oh,
right.
it's appropriate. Don't worry.
So let's move on to some celebrity deaths.
Well, the first one is Danny Seagreen. He worked with Jim Henson. He played Big Bird on Sesame Street. and was the first live action Spider-Man. He was the first live action Spider-Man.
I know, isn't that weird?
Oh, okay. And he was 81 years old.
Wow.
And then playwright and screenwriter Tom Stoppard, the four-time Tony winner for Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, Travesties, The Real Thing, and The Coast of Utopia, an Oscar winner for Shakespeare in Love. He died at the age of 88. A little story about that. He wrote a play. It's a short play, over an hour play, but it's a short play called The Real Inspector Hound. And when I was in between my sophomore and junior year, I had gone to summer drama over at San Juan High School here in town, because we didn't have it. We didn't have a summer program at Del Campo. So we went over there, and I had done Ah Wilderness. That was the only thing I'd really done. I did a couple shorts, but that was the only thing I'd done up to that point. And we, I got cast in all three shows that were in that summer. We did, I want to say it was Cinderella, and I was the king. I played Bird Boot in The Real Inspector Hound, and then I was the, and I can't remember his name, but you can't take it with you. I was the rich father in that one. And what happened was Bird Boot, which is a Tom Stoppard, well, The Real Inspector Hound was Tom Stoppard. I've never, it was the most difficult play I've ever had to memorize, role I had to memorize. I mean, it was fast paced. It was these two critics watching an awful, awful play. And so the two critics, I was one of the two critics, and so we're bitching and commenting about it in between scenes about how awful it is. And I was like the second film critic and play critic in town, and Moon, who was I was there also there, was number three. So we're there to build up our creds. But it's a wonderful show if you ever get a chance to see it. Very funny. And I get to die halfway through it. I get murdered on because the phone's ringing, and I go up on stage to answer the phone because no one's answering yet, and a shot rings out and I die. So thank God, because that meant I didn't have to talk anymore. It was I've never seen such a meaty script for a character. So
Wow.
Tom Stoppard, he's a tough guy. He's a
Yeah.
tough, lot of very good writer, but tough on the actors. He's kind of like the Sondheim of plays.
That's a good call. There's only one that I remember that is worse than that. I don't mean worse than that, but dialogue. God, what's his name? I had to do one of his ones. It's very stop and start and interrupty, and do you know what I'm talking about at all?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, because we did another one of his shows, Lambda, one of his Lambda, for Lambda we did that, and I don't remember what the name of it was, but it was crazy
Oh,
show.
it was the one that I did a scene from was Oleana. No, not ringing a bell. If
Nope.
I knew, if I could pop his name out, you would know it. But his stuff drives me nuts because it's just so intricate.
Yeah, it really is. It's there's not a lot of different ways that you can play it. It because of the timing and the just the way he has it written. It's different. It's even different than Shakespeare, because there's just a timing to it, and if you don't get the timing down, you lose the everything.
Speaking of timing, it is time to listen to Tom talk about some of the awesome shows that he watched this week.
Well, this week's South Park. Have you seen it yet?
No,
Okay.
I saw the clips
So
or what's his name?
what's happened is Pete Hegseth goes to South Park, and he's going to, bring the military in there because there's terrible stuff going on there, of course. And what happens is it just takes place over Thanksgiving, and they're having a turkey trot 5K, and he's going, "Look, they're charging us. They're charging us." And it shows what an idiot he is, and how they'll try to take advantage of something very simple and make it out to be, oh my God, because the rest of the country, the rest of the world doesn't know what's going on if they're lying to them about it. So that kind of shit. But it was, another brilliant episode by the boys at South Park. Let's see, we've got, we've been watching DMV over on CBS, and I want to like it more, but I just can't. I mean, they're trying hard. They are trying hard, but. Welcome to Deary last night. The episode ended with a lynch mob heading towards the black, the kind of the club that the black airmen have for themselves, and so they invite some of the black people in Deary to come, and of course, you got even up in Maine, you got your bigots that are looking for an opportunity. So, and we did find out that the clown is, Pennywise was a real clown that was killed by it and took its image, and that's why the clown's there. So that was kind of interesting. On Eye of the Storm over on the HBO, Deary's also on HBO. Eye of the Storm, they did December 21st, a tornado that went from Arkansas to Tennessee to Kentucky. It was just sliding across the South there. And it was so, some of the scenes were so destructive. It hit a candle plant where they make candles. And it was one of those makeshift, it's not very sturdy. It's one of those steel buildings that they can just build. They just pop up, and basically it hit them, and the roof came down on everybody that was in there because it was December also. Well, it was December. It was December, and so no one was expecting. And you don't get tornadoes in December. And it's before Christmas, so there's lots of stuff going out. So the people they interviewed said, "Well, we had to go to work. We knew it was a bad storm, but no one thought it was going to be a tornado. It's December." So, and the second one we saw, which was episode four, was the LA fires from this last year. And it was, oh my God, because some of the pictures, I mean, we saw them on the news. But the pictures are just, it was kind of like when Paradise burned, how the road is looks like it's lava because of all the ash, the hot ash that's flying across the streets, and with the wind, and it's whipping around, and oh, there goes another tree on fire, and oh, there's a house on fire. They're dragging people out of houses and stuff. It was really horrible. And that's also on HBO. Oh, I did mention that was on HBO. On Holiday Baking Show, well, also on HBO for me, Food Channel for everybody else. It was a sad episode. Did you see this episode?
Which one?
Holiday Baking?
No, if it's the current season, I haven't started it yet.
Okay. It was just sad because just the way people that were getting eliminated and how it was and how they kind of threw themselves under the bus to save everybody else. It was weird. It was very weird. Let's see. All Fair, which is my favorite trash TV show, got renewed for a second season, and that's on Hulu. Yes, it's on Hulu. Just, I mean, every episode is just dog shit, but I eat it with a spoon. I know that sounds gross, but it's just like terrible. The writing's terrible. The acting is over the top, but it's kind of like when we used to watch Dallas and Dynasty. You know, we just want to see just whatever
Bite.
that was. That's what we want to
Yeah.
see. So fun. Let's see. On Broadway, The Queen of Versailles, which just opened up last month, and I believe Moose P saw it, is already closing. And they're it's doing I looked up the box office. It's doing pretty well. A lot of people say it might have something to do with Kristen Chenoweth and her Charlie Kirk comment.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too.
But I can't imagine that would close a show down, especially when it's doing good business.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. The critics didn't really like it that much either. So I guess this will just be one of those things that 20 years from now, when they redo it, it'll be a big success. I mean, it's Stephen Schwartz. This is the guy who did Godspell and Wicked and Pippin.
Right.
You know, so I guess
Oh, did you see? I think that they are bringing what's the one that Daniel Radcliffe and
Merrily We Roll Along. It's coming to theaters this
yes,
week, I
I
think.
just saw that this week
Yeah.
that it was doing that.
Yeah. Let's see. And if did I mention I watched I Juliet and Juliet last week?
Yes.
Yeah, and just a second thing, if it comes to your town, really go see the show. If you like musicals, actually, even if you don't like musicals, you know every song in it. It's totally cute. It is a jukebox musical. Half the stuff is Britney Spears music, and then not half, but there's a lot of Britney in there, and it's just so clever and so much fun. And if you find it on YouTube, there is a really good version out there on YouTube. And I did want to mention that with my hair coming in, it's wavy. I've never had wavy hair before. Why is it? I guess maybe the harvest hair from the side, but I've always had very straight hair. So it's wavy when I comb it. And then my cowlick is driving me crazy because I've got one on both sides. Worse on the parted side, so worse over here. And it's just like, God, I've forgotten that I had. It'd been so long, and I had so little hair. I had forgotten that I had a cowlick, and now it's back in force, and it's driving me crazy. Let's see, the British Bake Off Christmas episodes, holiday episodes. The Christmas one, they have soap stars from England. So you know, like their version of the Days of Our Lives and All My Children, and they were really fun. For the New Year's one, they brought back people, Scottish people, who had been on the show before. And you remember a few years ago, there was that one guy that he was going, and the whole thing was like, we were sitting here going, I don't know what he said. Do you know what he? What did he say? Most of them were understandable, but there were a few that were like quite literally ununderstandable. Is that a word? You couldn't understand what they said. So, but it was that actually kind of made it kind of fun, because I remember that guy a couple of years ago, and it was so silly. Oh, this week I did see the Fantastic Four, which has been on Disney for a few weeks, but we didn't watch it. We didn't have a big enough TV in Hawaii, so we thought we'd wait until we got home. This is the new one with Pedro Pascal. What a terrible movie.
Which one?
Fantastic Four. The storyline is horrible, you know.
It was really hit and miss. It's like half of it I loved and half of it I was like, really?
What I did love about it was I loved the Walt Disney version of what the future looked like in 1960s.
Right,
Because
yeah.
it was almost like they were channeling, because I remember A Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow from Disneyland, which was this ride that they showed the future, and it was so similar. And then you've got Tomorrowland, which looked a lot like what they were doing in Fantastic Four. So for that, I applaud them. The set decoration, costumes, everything were right on the nose, but the storyline was just terrible. And I did like the Thing better than I usually do. And he's the he's from the Bear,
Right.
but yeah, the I could leave it. I won't be watching that again. Stranger Things, like I said, we finished the first half of the fifth season, and boy, it was good. Those last two episodes were very exciting. First one is kind of an establishing one, and then the second episode is kind of telling you where we're going, and the third and fourth episodes are just crazy. Crazy. You wait till you see it. It's just wild. The way they've maneuvered things, and it was cool. I am going to be seeing Kevin Smith tonight, the director of he's over at the Punchline. It's an evening with Kevin Smith. I don't think it's stand up. I've seen him talk before, so I think that's probably it's going to be like a look at his career and how he got there and what he's done. So that'll be interesting. New show on Netflix called Heated Rivalry, which is about a Russian and a Canadian hockey player who hook up all the time on the road. Whenever they meet, whenever the teams play against each other, they hook up, but nobody knows they're gay. So I tell you, I've seen gay porn with less hotness than this. I mean, you don't see any, there's a lot of implied, the legs up, so you're not seeing any fellatio, but they're implying it. So a lot of butts. We didn't see any wieners though, so maybe that I just seen the first episode. And then there's a new show on, well, it's not a new show, but second season on HBO called It's Florida Man, and it's about these insane people and in Florida and their storylines. Like this one guy's gonna he's gonna rob a riverboat casino. So he does that by stealing the whole boat, like thinking he's not going to get caught. So it's just, I've seen the first season was idiotic, but they're all true stories. They're enhanced a little bit, but they're all true stories based on a true story. And
Were any of them the ex-husband of one of our dear friends
No,
who moved to Florida? Because
not yet.
it sounds like
Yeah.
him.
So that's let's see. I think that's it for me. Trees up.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, this was interesting. So for Thanksgiving, we didn't go to my family's Thanksgiving. We went to Sean's family's Thanksgiving. And it was, I mean, it's fine. It's not as much fun as my family is, but what was interesting was my nephew, Sean's nephew, our nephew Jack, he brought a date.
Oh, what was his
Very,
name?
very pretty girl,
Oh.
very polite, very nice. She was on her best behavior. What I don't know if she's doesn't have it. I don't know if she has a bad behavior, but she handled herself very well, especially when racist stepfather showed up.
Oh
And
my gosh.
so we're around the table and he used the R word,
Oh, for president.
the J word,
Oh, geez.
and what was the last one? The O word, referring to people of Asian culture.
Oh, word.
Oh my God. And the worst part was the R word was about his grandson and referred to him as an R, and it was just like her face was worth the trip, because it was like when he said the R word, her eyes got R Kash Patel wide, and it was,
That's pretty
and
big.
I felt
Pretty
bad
big.
for her, but she handled it really well. And we're all used to it, sadly, but it made the whole evening, I hate to say it, more enjoyable, because there's nothing like showing the young people why they shouldn't trust old people. So, but that was fun. Not fun, but let's say eye-opening. And
Educational.
yeah. So anyway, it was interesting. But and they had prime rib that was fantastic, and all the sides sucked.
Oh.
All of them. The potatoes sucked. We made sweet potatoes, and unfortunately, the sweet potatoes shifted in the car and all the juice ran out of them. So they sucked. And then the dressing, oh my God, the dressing was, I don't know what was, I think there was sausage in the dressing, and
I put sausage in my dressing.
it was dry,
Oh.
but had no taste. The gravy was good, but that was bought from Costco. And the turkey was okay for turkey. For roast turkey, it was fine. But, and then my niece, who by the way is 60, sent out a video of the spread that I didn't get, and I cried. It was so beautiful.
Oh.
So beautiful. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad it was an enjoyable time all around.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, for us, let's see. Mr. Lurie Dean came over and he was in charge of the turkey this year. And he also made sweet potato, but he sliced it. He baked it, then he sliced it and fried it in brown sugar and butter. And made sweet potato medallions. And neither mother or I care for sweet potato, but it was very good. And then what did I
You know,
do?
sweet potatoes really have gotten a bad shtick over the years, because, well, unfortunately, white people don't know how to cook sweet potatoes,
Well,
and they
not
think
wrong.
that you to make sweet potatoes taste good, you need to bury them in sugar, and that's a big problem. You can give them some sweetness, that's fine, but I mean, I would not put marshmallows on top of sweet potatoes if somebody held a gun to my
Well, yeah,
head.
that's the thing is that they just like bury them with all this gunk, and it's like
And
they fried them and they were
if you
good.
take a sweet potato and you cook it and you season it correctly with salt, you gotta have salt and pepper, and then you can butter them, they are amazingly good. But once you start, I mean, I did the Carla Hall's recipe, and it called for a cup and a half of sugar, which you could barely taste, mixed with all the other things we put in there, the nutmegs and the cinnamons and ginger. It had a really nice taste. Of course, all that tasty liquid ended up in the back of Sean's car. By the way, the car smelled great.
I bet.
Yeah. And it was just, he had to make a quick stop, and it just lunged out, just waved out. No, there was not a sweet potato on the thing, but there was all the liquid. But
Well,
yeah, okay, so go ahead.
I made my family stuffing recipe and which has gravy in it, and it what or not gravy.
Sausage.
Yes, sausage, thank you. And it came out really great. In fact, my mom was telling me today that every day she's been having a bowl of the leftovers and really, or a plate of the leftovers and really enjoying it. Meanwhile, the mashed potatoes and the gravy and all the other stuff is still sitting in their containers, and it's, Monday, so yeah, that's gonna go. I was gonna make turkey soup, but I keep looking at it going, I don't know if I'm gonna be doing that this year.
Well, that's basically why we got the turkeys, to for the carcass.
If you take the time with it, it can be so good. You know what I did one year with leftover turkey is I had enough that I sliced it and diced it all up, and then I had enough celery and mayo and spices and stuff left over, and I made like this kind of savory turkey salad. Oh God, it was so good. Anyway, but Thanksgiving was very, very nice, very low key, very pleasant, and yeah, had a nice time. But something I did notice is that I'm watching like people post their pictures and stuff online and seeing videos and the stuff that they do on TV where they all like play games on Thanksgiving and they're all like, going around the table saying, "What are you thankful for?" And our dear friend Nephi, his family did these really neat genealogy pages where they had like an ancestor and like a little history of the ancestor, and then the person like kind of wrote like what they thought they had in common with the ancestor, and like it was like really, really neat. And so I'm looking at all this and I'm like, my family never did any of that stuff. We sat down at the, we all did our own thing until it was time to sit down at the table. We sat down, somebody said grace, we ate, and then we got up and got the hell away from each other.
Right, that's what Thanksgiving's supposed to be.
Yeah. So I'm like, all this other stuff, I'm like, wow, that's really neat. I never did any of that. I wouldn't want to do the whole thankful thing because I don't know, just too on the spot. But the games and stuff like that, I would love to have done stuff like that, but we never did.
Yeah, up at my niece, where my niece and the family were, that was a they have a. On their side of the family, their father's side of the family, they have a house up in Camino. So they all decided the whole family was going to stay there. So they were doing like beer pong and all sorts of drinking games after dinner. And so I was jealous. But yeah, so that was that's the games my family was playing, but we never, I mean, we do the think, oh, what are you thankful for, thing, which I hate. I hate. Not because I want to be put online, but it just gets so sappy and
Well, especially when you're in, and not to single anyone out, but when you are somebody who is not really a religious person and you're in the middle of a very large religious family, everyone's leading off with, "I'm thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ who gave us this day and our daily bread," and and I'm like, "Oh my God, we have to sit through 30 of these,
Well, what was interesting, 2 years ago, we were all eating, and it was just before you're doing the thankful thing. And so the grandfather on my niece's side of the family, not my sister's grandfather, but my niece's grandfather. So he was the oldest there, so they asked him to say what he was thankful for first. And my sister, who's the next in line, she had a little too much. And so he's going, "Well, I've had a good life." And she's like, "Oh, great. We have to listen to this." And it's like she's saying it to me, and everyone can hear it except for him because he's deaf as a stone. And it's like, Lee, it's okay. And she's going, "No, I don't know. Why does he get to talk?" And it's like, "Oh, this is a good stuff. Okay, these are the good things that happen." I mean, just that's one. I remember for Christmas when it wasn't Christmas until it really wasn't Christmas until my sister and my nieces got there. And within, I kid you not, 5 minutes, my youngest niece was in tears about something. And I remember I'd go over to my mom and I'd go, "Oh, It's not Christmas until Michelle cries. And but that's unfortunately, look, and I did the same thing with this one. It's like as soon as racist stepdad comes in, all of a sudden it gets juicy. Terrible.
I don't know. Sometimes I just want to, if I were stuck in that situation, I would be tempted to do the whole, I want to thank Hecate for the blessings that she bestowed upon the animals in the wilderness, and the lightning that gives us the power to anyway. Moving on. Well, today, I am a little low energy today because I did go to the doctor this morning, which was wonderful because I like my doctor so much. But I did get the tri well, not the trifecta, the big one, because they can't give COVID shots there. I have to go to my pharmacist for that. But I did get the flu shot and the a tetanus shot. And because I am of that age, I did also get the pneumonia shot. So I am, yeah, I was all like, oh, I'm not feeling any of this. And by the time we were getting ready to record, I'm like, oh, I'm starting to feel this a little bit. And I think probably by the time we're done, I'll be taking a nap. So anyway, let's see. This last week I got to go to the Andy Bell concert. Now Andy Bell is one the well, there's two, although I can never remember the other guy's name, which I feel bad about because it was actually his concept. But they were in Erasure together, the band from the 80s, 90s. And so Andy Bell was playing at the Crest, and so my Aunt Kendall and I went. And it was kind of funny because I knew that our friend Ouija was going, but he didn't know that we were going. And so I was like, well, at some point he probably will see me because, we're at the Crest. So I was kind of like leaving it for a surprise. Well, as soon as we stepped out of the car, because Kendall's husband dropped us off. So as soon as we stepped out of the car, all of a sudden there he was. And he's all like, "What are you doing here?" So it was kind of fun. Anyway, I didn't see as
Who
many
had better
news people.
seats?
What's that?
Who had better seats?
Oh, he had better seat. Well, he was there by himself, but he was kind of up toward the middle, with just like the divider in front of him. But he was in that like kind of middle section, and then we were in the upper section all the way in the back, which is still good seats because in the Crest it's small, it's like a 999 seats or something like that. So we could see just fine, except that I ended up being in the seat where there's two rows in front of us. There's that one guy who has to get up and dance to everything, and he's not paying attention to. I might have been more forgiving because, I mean, it is a concert. That's kind of what you do, except that he was not paying attention to Andy at all. He was standing there with his girlfriend, and what I kind of was assuming his girlfriend's girlfriend, and they were just staring at each other's eyes and dancing back and forth. And I'm like, he doesn't even know the words. Anyway, it was very irritating. And of course, he had to be right in front of me to do that. Other than that, Andy Bell gave a great concert. He belted out all the Erasure hits, and everybody was just, I couldn't believe there were so many straight people there. I expected it to be just packed with gay guys from that era. And there were some, but I mean, there were so many straight people and they were so into it. And I guess I was really happy to see that so many people were into it. But I don't know, maybe that one guy just could have sat his ass down more. But had a blast. It was absolutely fun. Fun. As far as entertainment, I have not really been doing much. Watching much. I did finish out the Matt Smith years on Doctor Who, and I didn't care for him much when it started. And then I really liked the stories that they were doing, and they were doing a great job with it. And then toward the end of that, especially his final episode, man, it was it like I just kept thinking, who wrote this shit? Because it was just so disjointed and bad dialogue, and it didn't work. And they were trying to make the all this emotional stuff happen that they just gave no context for. It was, who cares? And then, so Matt Smith disappears, and the doctor becomes played by Peter Capaldi, who I have never cared for in this role. And I'm watching the first season that he was in. I remember the very first episode, and then the next six episodes, I have absolutely no recollection of whatsoever. I don't remember anything from it. I don't remember it at all. And I'm like, I know that I had to have watched it. So, no clue. And I hated it. Well, I didn't hate it, but I certainly didn't like it. And then they went through this whole thing where they were doing stuff in a school, and they were, I don't know. I'll be glad when I'm done with that. But I paid for it, so I'm damn well gonna watch it. And then I did get to go see Wicked for Good in the theaters, and it was very fun. Now I what's the new thing that they're doing? The X around or something where it's supposed to be more immersive, so you see it on the screen in front of you, but then both sides of the theater that you're in around are also reflecting it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay, well, this is the new thing that you're gonna find when you go to, if you go to the Century Theater out here. They're gonna offer that for you. Don't waste your money. If they're trying to get you to pay a higher price for it, don't waste your money. It was like all they did was paint the side walls white and then try to make it seem like it's going to be this huge immersive experience, and it fell flat. So just see it on the screen. It's going to be just as good, if not better. It was really excellent. Really, really good. I think, I don't know if I would say that it was my absolute favorite movie of the year like it, Wicked was last year, but it's definitely right up there, maybe tied with Jurassic Park, something like that. I know, but hey, you got Jonathan Bailey in that role. I'm just like, yum.
He's in two roles.
He was in Jurassic Park, that's for sure. Oh, that's right, he was in both ones. But oh, and that was a really fun part of this movie too. But you know, this is the tail end, so you don't get all the big musical numbers as much, and everything. So anyway, but go see it. You're gonna see it tomorrow, right? Yes.
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, looking forward to hearing what you have to say about it. Okay, what would you do at a crowded coffee shop? You notice someone sitting at a big table with eight seats working on a laptop while groups struggle to find space. Do you confront them, complain to staff, or just shake your head and move on?
No, I ask if I can sit at the table.
That's what I was thinking too. I'm like,
I don't know why
are
that's a
there.
problem. You know, I
Yeah,
mean,
we did that all the time.
how many times have we, you gone into some place and there's one person at the end of an eight bench table, and it's like, if you sit down at the other end, you're not bothering them at all, so that's not a
Right.
big deal.
Yeah. And if he's saving it because there's about to be seven other people that show up all of a sudden, then he'll tell you.
Right.
I don't understand. Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah. Agreed. All right. Love it or hate it. Collecting vinyl records again.
Oh, I hate it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't, first of all, I never liked listening to the pops and the scratches at all. I don't, I that the whole vinyl aspect, I was happy when Eight DVDs
track.
came around,
Oh.
because I remember one of my first ones was one of the Carpenters, probably the third, fourth album, and when you can hear her lips part before she starts singing, to me that's like music, where you wear out the goddamn vinyls. They're fragile. They can't get too warm. They're easily broken, when if you don't handle them correctly. No, and that now they're ridiculously expensive.
Yeah, we didn't have, I mean, we had a ton of vinyl, from my grandmother and mom and stuff. They had vinyl. I never did. I came into it, right. I had like a few little eight tracks that I was given, and then it went right into cassettes. So I never really got into the record collecting thing until I wanted to make sure I had all of Corey Hart's records. But I do have an appreciation for vinyl, not that I want to play it, but that I have certain albums that I like on vinyl, and I would actually get them. And I have a record player now, thanks to a dear friend of ours who's probably listening. I would probably play them more if they weren't so expensive. And that's the thing now. I'm not paying $30 for an album,
It's been out for 35 years.
right? If they were like, a good 10 bucks and it was a band I really liked or something, like Cindy's Greatest Hits or something, I would get it and play it totally.
See, my favorite part of the vinyl album was the album cover. They're little bits of artwork. I collected, because
Totally
I
agree.
did I had a lot of vinyl, but it was 1986. I was in Los Angeles. I went over to Warehouse Records. Yeah, it was Warehouse Records, and they had DVDs, CDs. They had CDs, and I had a I think it was a boom box at that point. No, it was a record player that also had a CD player on it.
Yeah, I have
But
one of those.
I got that before I there was really CDs were, as much as available as they were. And the first two CDs I bought were A Chorus Line and Billy Joel's Stranger album. And I went home and I coveted them, and then it was like, okay, this is going to cost me some money. This is going to cost me money. That's I remember when I went over to Price Club, which was before Costco. It was Price Club, and well, Costco bought Price Club, but Price Club was the one I went to first. I remember they were cheap. They were cheap, the new ones you could get, like, it was cheap. It was $7.99 or something, $5.99. And I'm like, okay, this is, handshaking kind of excitement. But yeah, I loved it, because I love the clarity of the sound.
I had when I started getting CDs, they hadn't released a ton of them yet. They were only like releasing like the big hits. So I ended up with like Paula Abdul, Amy Grant, Wilson Phillips, because Corey and Cindy weren't really, out there on it yet. Probably within months they would have been, but I think I got my first CDs and I didn't even have a CD player yet. So
Yeah, I got the Wilson Phillips and probably the Amy Grant. And what was the first one?
Paula Abdul.
Yeah, definitely had that one.
CDs were awesome and magical, and man, I have great memories of
Well,
them,
and especially
especially
if you had the,
DJing.
and when you had the player in the car, that was nice. But I went through, I mean, I did go through tapes for a while, because I had a tape player in the car, so I stopped buying albums because that was easier to,
Make mixtapes and stuff. Yeah, because I ended up with probably about 800 cassettes. And then that's when we got into CDs, and then we started putting, like, you could record from your cassette to your CD. So I would end up going all CD. And then eventually it became digital to where, like, I mean, I had 300 or more CDs. Now I don't have, I have like the Corey Hart CDs, and that's
Yeah,
it.
what was funny was because I still have a lot of CDs,
Yeah.
but I was actually telling Sean, I said, I have bought six or seven different versions of Terminator 2, which, of
Oh.
course, this is, I bought it on VHS, and then I bought it on DVD, and then there's a director's cut on DVD, so I'd buy that one. And then it went to Blu-ray, so I had to get the Blu-ray, and then probably the Blu-ray director's cut, and then finally on digital.
And see, that's the way I feel, like, because I did VHS for such a long time, and then we switched to DVD, and then I would get like everything that I could on DVD, especially from my mom, because that was like something that you could always get somebody a DVD for Christmas that they
Right.
would love, right? And that was the big thing. And even Clint, even Ouija said that the other day. He's all like, I miss the days when I could just get somebody a DVD for Christmas because I know that they'll like it. And yeah, so now, but everything's digital. So yeah. Anyway.
Well, oh, speaking of digital, on my Fandango at Home, I just added Year Without a Santa Claus.
Yay.
Finally came available at a cheap price. Nestor the Long-Eared Donkey.
Oh, yeah.
And I was at a dilemma because I didn't want any of the other ones. I mean, there's nothing else I wanted there that I think I would watch again. So I ended up getting National Lampoon's Christmas, just because I think Christmas Vacation, because I think some of the people who are on my account would like it.
Yeah.
But it was like, to get Santa Claus and Year Without a Santa Claus, because I had to do without it for the past couple of years, because it was only available on, I
Oh,
think,
yeah.
like AMC. So you had to take
Funny.
AMC, the app or the streaming service.
I thought it was on YouTube.
Not last time I looked.
Okay.
It may be now, but it's like A Home for the Holidays, the Jodie Foster directed,
Yes.
with Robert Downey Jr. and Helen Hunt. No, not Helen Hunt, Holly Hunter. It wasn't available forever because they had music disputes, so they didn't release it on DVD. It was available on VHS. Who the fuck has a VHS player? So that was, I was really happy to see that, and I had purchased that last year, finally. Yeah, so anyway, go ahead. That
No,
we went really long on that question.
I've been, yeah, but I've been enjoying Fandango at home. And even though I'm more conservative with my funds, this holiday, the Black Friday sale on that, I ended up getting all 8 seasons of Charmed for like $25 for
Right.
the whole bundle. And I was just like, and do I really want to do this? I mean, I can always watch it on blah blah. And finally, I was like, it's $25. Just do it.
Especially if it's digital like that. That's
Yeah.
because, like I told you, I got the new normal, which was I got for I think $10. It might have been five. It was the whole season. And it only ran one season, and I knew it would be hard to track down after that. So,
And I have a copy of that too on my Fandango.
yeah, just it's so weird that we, well, and first of all, the reason I've got as many movies on my Fandango and my Apple is that I was working at a video company, and so when This was the time period where you would buy the DVD
Yes.
and they'd have a digital download. So I ran the rental store in the building. It basically it was a cabinet where I had all the new videos that would come out. I'd have a copy there so anybody could come up and rent it for a couple days and bring it back. But when I took all the digital downloads and I dropped just about everything down onto that thing because it was free and somebody might like it, even if I don't. And I ended up with, but anyway, it's there. And now I'm just waiting for the next thing. What's going to be the
Oh, I
next
know.
thing?
I'm wondering that too.
Holograms? Holograms in the living room?
Oh, that'll be fun when Princess Leia's hologram pops out. Help me, Obi-Wan. You're my only hope. And you're like, is it really a hologram of a hologram? Yeah, I have a bunch of stuff on my Fandango because that was when they were also offering for $2.
Oh
So
yeah.
for $2, if you had the video, you could put the DVD in your computer, and if it registered it, it would let you buy it for $2.
You can still do that.
It really because it won't let, didn't
Well, it's
do
hard
that
to
anymore.
I can't get it to work. And I'm thinking maybe it's because the stuff I want isn't readily available, but I
No,
don't
I
know for
just thought
sure.
that they were done with it because I couldn't get it to work after a certain amount of time either.
You know, it's still listed.
I might have, well, I don't
Well,
really
you
have
check it out,
anything
and
now,
if you
but
can
yeah,
figure
I'll
it out,
try it.
tell me, because I got stuff I want to put
I
on.
bet you do. All right. Let's see. Starting with, okay. Hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, do you feel your personality changes with the seasons and how? Yes. I would say yes, it does. I tend to be a little bit more probably grumpy during the summer when it gets super hot. I have realized the last couple of years that I think I am more affected by seasonal defect dis You know that word that I knew like this morning when I talked to my doctor? Seasonal defective? No. Shit. Anyway, SAD is what it's called when you just get a little bit of depression and stuff during the winter holidays. I have figured out that I am a little bit affected by that in recent years when it gets super cold. But autumn, I come alive in autumn. Spring. It's nice.
Well, spring is spring. Spring used to be one of my favorites, but now spring is the one that leads us to hot weather.
Hot weather and allergies. Although we tend to have allergies all year
Yeah,
long
I
here.
have allergies all year long, but I don't think my personal like during the wintertime, I don't get depressed because I turn on lights, and
That might be a thing to do.
I've never been really that much of a depressed kind of guy, so I don't
Oh,
know.
it's good. No, but autumn is my like la 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 la, and I tend to do okay in winter, but come summer, nope. I just want to stay inside where it's cool.
Yeah, I don't mind summer anymore.
No, I bet you don't. Although I have to say that this cold winter, when we're having 40 something degree days right now, I'm just like, yeah, no, I'm not into that anymore. I used to be like, oh, you can just throw on a blanket. You'll be fine. Now I'm like, oh, fuck no. Where's the heater? No.
Yeah, I do. I did. I don't know if I told you, but the blanket that I got at Costco, like yours, I now have it on my bed,
Nice.
and it is so warm and toasty and soft, and
Wonderful.
it's very, very nice. I'm gonna have to wash it though, because it gets
Oh.
well, when you get too hot and you get
Yes.
sweaty, and then you walk in and go, "What, are teenagers living in this room?"
It's funny because when I go to bed, I'm all covered up and chilly and cold and everything. By about 3 o'clock in the morning, my mother has blasted the heater, and I wake up and I'm just like, And I throw off all the covers.
Well, you know what I do when I start getting too hot? I go to the bathroom. Because then I come back and I'm shivering and I get in the bed and it's still a little bit on the warm side.
Nice.
It's kind of counteractive, but it works. It works for me.
I like that waking up at 7 a.m. and then getting back in bed, and that's when the best sleep time comes right after that.
Oh, this worked. I actually had a dream 2 nights ago, 2 days ago, because I have stupid dreams from like dawn until the time I get up.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
And I don't know, I don't remember what was going on, but I remember I was laying down and Donald Trump was trying to sit on my face.
Oh,
I
that's not
remember
a
seeing
dream,
the
that's a
taint.
nightmare.
I remember seeing the taint and going, no. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a big no.
It was horrible. It was horrible. I did wake up screaming, but I did wake up quickly, you
Oh,
know,
yeah.
looked
Sorry.
around like, oh, thank God it's, you know, and the other thing is I have my phone next to my bed, but like in the last week, I've dreamt like 3 times that I've left my phone somewhere. And I'm trying to go back and get it, and I can never quite get to it. And then I wake up going, oh, and then I just touch my phone, and then that dream's over with. It's right here, but it's weird. Go ahead.
That's your subconscious saying there's somebody that you want to reach out to.
You think? I don't think so. I
I
think it's
don't
saying, don't lose your phone.
know. Yeah, that's a good one too. All right. Hey, Chubbs, does the end of the year make you nostalgic, motivated, overwhelmed, or something else?
More nostalgic, I think, than anything. I mean, because I went out and bought a 40-year-old, well, actually probably a 45-year-old cartoon, because and here I am, my age, all excited about seeing The Year Without a Santa Claus and Nestor the Long-Eared Donkey. I mean, seriously. And then it's the tree, and then you see family. Yeah, end of the year. But then January is like,
Yeah, I think
for
that.
me, January's always the bad year because a bad time of the year. Because in the movie business, that's where they bring out all the junk. Your shows on TV haven't started up yet.
Right.
It's super cold. You have to take down the tree. And there's the next holiday. I mean, you have Martin Luther King's. That comes up, but we never got to celebrate it in school or anything because I didn't work for the state or the feds. So that wasn't a real holiday to me, holiday wise. And so the next one is goddamn Groundhog's Day or Valentine's Day. Blah. It's like bring on March. Skip through January, March. I mean January, February.
Yeah, I think that for the end of the year, definitely nostalgic. Hopefully not overwhelmed. Last year I was a little overwhelmed, but I think that also, looking forward to, I don't know, I just feel like the magic is alive and I love that time of year. And then here comes New Year, then you put everything away and it's like, what do you have to look forward to until,
Well, that's why I always make sure that my Christmas tree sparkles.
Oh, and it is sparkling. Look at that. And you got gay flags and everything.
Yeah, I love the sparkle of the tree. I used to have these twinkle lights. Now they were real twinkle lights. They weren't the just, you know, you can set it and as they heated up, they would twinkle on and off based on each individual bulb. So they weren't all doing it at the same time. So it really looked like a twinkly night sky, like a winter night sky. And that's always, you know, it's about the light, the reflective light. That's why I like the glass bulbs. I like the icicles hanging off, anything that can catch just a flash. I
Yeah,
like that.
I have been looking and looking and looking for real twinkle lights like that forever, because my mom remembers them growing up. That was, and she loved them so much. And they just don't do it now. They're
No, they
all
don't.
runner lights or they all flash. I got this strip of lights. It was like $6, and it's just this strip. And I thought, oh, well, that'll be nice because they'll all be different colors and you could run them. And you have to have it all the same color. It'll do like 24 or 5 different colors, but it or patterns, but it's all the same color the whole time.
Yeah, see, I've got my
Yeah.
little remote, and
Right.
this thing can change it to all one color, multicolored, thank God, all white, but the white is actually more of a blue, like a frozen blue kind of color.
Kind of a
And
flash.
you can run them, you can, they slow burn on and off, but it's mostly at the same time.
Right.
So
Yeah, I don't care for that either.
yeah, it's hard to find good lights.
Right. It really is. But what was I gonna say about that? Yeah, I love good lighting, especially the mixture. Okay, hey, Timothy wants to know. Hey, Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, what's your gayest holiday decoration or ornament?
Gayest? Probably my pride flag ornament.
Gonna say, yeah.
I mean, that's besides the whole fucking tree. That would be I mean, that's gay. I do have I do have the leg lamp ornament that's on the
Oh,
tree. And what was cool was, it, something else I got, there was a sign on it that said fragile, a
yeah.
red sign that says fragile, and I was shocked, and I went, oh my God, I need this. So I got whatever it was in it. I saved, I don't even know if I saved what was fragile, but I did save the sign that said fragile, and now that's up on the tree right underneath the leg lamp.
Love
So
that. Yeah, I
but I
saw
don't know
that
if that's
photo.
particularly gay. I do have an ornament that's made from the ball on Times Square, the one that drops for New Year's.
Oh, yeah.
I got one of those. That's pretty gay.
Yeah, I have. I was gonna say that I have a gay or a rainbow disco ball
I got a
ornament.
few of those, yeah. Not rainbow,
However,
though. Mine are all just mirror.
right, I remembered that I actually have a rainbow Christmas tree, where the whole Christmas tree
Yeah,
is like
I
rainbow
remember it.
colors. And I got it because it was literally like $3 or something like that. And I thought, this is going to be gaudy as F. And then when I actually put it up and decorated it, I'm like, actually, this is really pretty. I really like this. And of course, that's the tree that I hang all my Snoopy ornaments on because I'm really into Snoopy and Peanuts ornaments. So, all right. Thank you, Timothy, for those questions. Wonderful. And I remember my first regular chores.
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 Oh, and I didn't have any of those.
Yeah, for me, I mean, my first chores were probably watering the horses because, that first 10 years was on a ranch, and I would have to like go water the horses at feeding time, which was a drain because you always had this super long hose and this low water pressure, and you had to stand there while it was in the troughs, and it was so boring. Especially this is back before you had like any phones or anything like this, so you just had to kind of entertain yourself with your own thoughts. That was not always entertaining.
Well,
Anyway.
I remember I did My dad wanted me to mow the lawn. So I mowed the lawn, and then he went out and remowed the lawn. And I said, this is a lot of effort for both of us to mow the lawn. So since I can't do it right, he mowed the lawn after for, it's just, yeah, I was not a good child.
No, well, but in that situation, I would get that. Like, why bother? Give you something like doing your laundry or something. I mean, obviously, you
No,
were more
mom
suited
did
toward
laundry.
women's chores anyway, right? All right. Hey, what's in your lunchbox? Mr. Moose wrote in and he said, Singapore black pepper chicken today. Seasoning was intense. Could only eat half because my mouth was overloaded with strong flavors. Not ordering this again. Oh, well, that sucks.
Really?
It
Looks
looks
good.
really nice, but yeah, I can see. Look at the how big the that seasoning stuff. Oh, wow. If that's pepper,
Yeah, but those are just bell
flakes.
peppers.
Well, yeah, but look at the black spots. That's got to be like pepper spice or something. It's probably like really super hot. Singapore black pepper chicken. That's,
Okay.
yeah, it looks good though.
I would bet you it's they've got something, dojujang or something in the sauce, and that's what's making it hot.
Probably.
Yeah. It looks good though.
Well,
I'd
thank you,
try it.
Mr. Moose. That was really sweet. Well, no, it wasn't sweet at all, was it? It was very Bernie Sanders. Okay. Did you have anything you wanted to throw
About
in this time?
what?
Did you have anything that you wanted to throw in that I didn't get?
No, because I had the sweet potatoes, and then I didn't take any pictures of all the other stuff, so.
I took some pictures of our Thanksgiving dinner, but nothing came out that was appetizing looking.
Oh my God, I got a delivery.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. Well, let's finish. Go
All right.
ahead.
So anyway, see what's in Moose's lunchbox over at our Facebook group at facebook.com/chubsgonewild. And you can always email us things for the show at
Yeah, that's not how you learn.
chubsgonewild@gmail.com.
Good. You learn drama?
And
Yeah,
you can find my
but just look
books and
around the
other
gate.
projects
Yeah,
over
don't
at
talk back there. Yeah,
justkisstheguy.com.
Mark's gonna go off for a few minutes when I do this. Okay,
And
move
you
on.
can
Talk to
find
you.
all of our links at allmylinks.com/chubsgonewild. And then when you're done doing all that and sending us some pictures and questions for the next show, because remember it is our holiday season, so we're going to be doing some holiday stuff. You can always go over and
Are
find
we
us
talking
on.
on YouTube? Oh,
Yes.
yeah, you can go over and watch us on YouTube. You can check out my hair. It's looking fabulous right now.
It is.
You can like and subscribe. Put something in there. Let us know you listened to it or you at least came by and say hello. And that
Yeah.
helps out our algorithm. And yeah, other than that, that's it for us this week.
All right. And
So,
we love you, and we'll catch you next week.
bye.
Bye.
Yeah. I'm dancing down the aisles with a card out of control. Beloved mom needs something cozy to warm her soul. Clint wants gadgets. Larry Dean wants World of Warcraft gear. Claremundo needs a planner so he can slay the new year. Grandma Paula and Grandpa Phil crochet blankets, something chill. Paula Beth gets scented candles, candles, family toys that thrill. Tom and his young hubby matching sweaters, red and green. Ronnie Miller, sparkle, glitter, serving festive, fierce, and queen. Woo! Happy tag it, slay it, holiday madness, can't delay it. Order now and don't be late. Santa's coming, activate. Shopping lists are spinning wild for every neighbor, friend, and child. Dance, dance, holiday hustle. Move that body, flex that muscle. Judge Andy gets menorah lights that shimmer through the night. Don Hughes gets bourbon cause he's earned a little bite.
Javier's family party needs tamales by the tray. Michael Sage, my online love.
Shipping gifts the same day wake. Kathy Bacon gets a phoenix charm. She rises always strong. Moose P gets hot cocoa cause his heart's been gold so long. Nick DJ, Starsage, Eric Shaw, Charles Phoenix, Dave, Brother Sinatus and King. Kingsley, Patreon, angels I rave. And the GRS staff, heroes daily doing magic in the storm. Got the mugs and self-care bundles just to keep their spirits warm. The mail person needs cookies cause they hustled through the snow. Carla Clint's mom gets a scarf with extra glitter glow. Rapid tag and slay it, holiday madness can't delay it. Order now and don't be late, Santa's coming, activate. Tape it tight and tie that bow, there's 15 names still left to go. Dance, dance, holiday frenzy, cha-cha-cha, we're going crazy. Yeah, 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 yeah. Nephi gets retro vinyl, spin it loud and spin it right. Jose!
Hey, Dios mío, sexy gifts that ship discreet at night. Shifana and her fam get games to keep the holidays bright. Kenny, the lawn guy, gets work gloves that fit just right.
Oldest friend Heather gets a scrapbook with our memories true. Craig the freaky gets a mic to shout the nerdy news. Tim and James from Taste Like Burning get a comedy set deluxe. Debbie,
dad's old girlfriend,
gets a sweet nostalgic box. The Fisher's golden hearts get wine that sparkles when it pours. Jason Klein pen pal forever gets a journal to write more. Tomas from Sweden gets a Nordic sweater made to last. This holiday dance marathon is moving way too fast. Oh, I need more wrapping paper. Where did all the ribbon go? Why is every package late? Why is this line so slow? But we keep shining, thriving, loving, laughing, no denying. Give the gifts and feel the glow. Let that Christmas disco snow. Rapid tag it, slay it, holiday magic, let's display it. Every name upon this list gets a gift and glitter twist. Shake it, bake it, celebrate it, holiday joy we generated. Santa's coming, don't you wait, let's dance this shopping season great.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.